Starting period base.
Okay.
Okay, so we defined what Rechina is. Now we have to find whether we're paid to do this or not. Ala shelim anu onu mechuyavim mizboinen and bebruim olos. Do we have a chiyuv to be mizboinen in the bria or not? No. Okay, so go on. Nana ki achiv lis boin and bebrim lo olahavi mehem raya al chokhma sabayis barach mutal ay nebi min aksad a seichel vayin mitzad a teiris shab iksav vayin mitzad a teiris shab al peh. The three sources why you're obligated to investigate the bria in order to bring proofs of the chokhma of the boyre mitzad a seichel, he says that first, and then mitzvah Torah shebiksav and mitzvah Torah shebal peh. And now he's going to go through and show you why that is. So the Torah shebiksav and Torah shebal peh will be a lot easier. Min haseichel, that means you have to work. If you weren't given a Torah, you would have to do this yourself anyway. One of them was scholars. Something you would have to work out. You would know this from yourself. Even if you didn't have a Torah, you would have to do this. Because if it's from the seichel, then I don't need the Torah. I can work it out myself. Now, isn't that what that means? The poshut, no? A six-year-old goy steals, he's chayev. You know why? You're supposed to know that you don't steal. That's from the scholars. It's something he's supposed to understand of his own. That's what Rav Chaim Goyim says. That's what the wonderful thing is. They think that had you not been given a Torah, you would have known not to do this. Huh? Okay. Mitzad ha-seichel, sh'reheg yonaisen, sh'yisrei na'odom al yesa ba'al ha-chayim, hu rak b'zeh. What is the only plus, the only advantage, the only mila that we have over all the ala bale chayim is this. That we have more seichel and more understanding. We can come to know all the secrets of wisdom that are found in the Bria. Moshe Makosuf. Malcheinu. Hashem teaches us chokhmah more than the behemoths and makes us wiser than the birds. The birds are wise. Shlomo Melech knew the language of the birds and he learned lots of wisdom from them. I want to be wiser than the birds. The birds must have some wisdom. I want to be wiser than a rock. that's not much of a word. If the tefillah is making me wiser than the birds, it means that the birds also have some sort of chokhmah. But we want more than that. That's what we have. We have the ability to be more wise than them. Because Adam is born in the Yosedas HaChokhmah. The mind Kate said, Uniris Babruim. When a person meditates on the foundations of wisdom and he thinks deeply, how these things are apparent, how they you can see them in the Bria, as Yisroina ala Bahema who kifi midas ha'avonosoi, then his advantage, or he's being better than the Bahema, is according to the amount of understanding that he gets from that. If he doesn't do that, he's not similar to an animal. Sure not. He's worse than an animal. A person who lives in this world and he doesn't investigate the foundations of Chochmah and he doesn't think deeply about how that's apparent in the Bria, then he has no advantage over the Bema. And if he has no advantage over the Bema, he's worse than the Bema. Because the Bema couldn't do more. He could. But he didn't. But worse. Marsha Makosuf. The ox knows who its master is, and the donkey knows where its feeding trough is, knows who's feeding him. Yisrael lo yada. Yisrael doesn't know. Why not? Ami lo is boina. My nation doesn't think. They don't think. So that we don't think. So yeah, that you would come to understand the need to be born in the Bria, you would work out for yourself. Because that's the only advantage you have over an animal. And if you don't do it, you're worse than an animal. So without the Torah, I would know when I reached a certain age and I started thinking after my mitzvah, let's say, I would know that it's obvious a person has to stop and think about the Bria. Stop thinking about, wow, what's that? What is that? I just curiosity. Most kids ask lots of questions when they're young, and then they stop asking them around about the time they start going to school. So school doesn't encourage people to ask questions, you know? You learn very quickly that the way you're going to be successful here is just to memorize what they tell you and then to vomit it back to them. So most of your kids stop asking all those why questions around about the time they start school. They're about. There are very few that stay obnoxiously curious until the mitzvah, let's say. Most people don't. They lose their curiosity very early on in life. I will ever fear to be curious. You know, ask questions, think, because that's what we have. We were given that kaifas. So that's the first chiyuv you have in order to try and look for the chokhmah of the boyer in the Bria. That's what Avraham Avinu did, no? He never Torah. He started investigating the Bria. He arrived at the Torah by the Bria because they're exactly the same. They would have to be. The Torah and the Bria are exact. Hashem created the world using the Torah, the blueprint. So you will have to find everything in the Torah to be in the Bria. So he arrived at the Torah through the Bria. But that's what he did. He felt like he got to ask some questions, you know. His father's gods weren't doing it for him. Worked for him. So he started thinking and he started asking questions. And when you start asking questions, then you think and you take time to hear the answers. Then you start discovering emes. There it is, you have a posuk. In Yishai it says, raise your eyes to the heavens and ask yourself, mi bora eile. Mi bora eile. It's all shir on that. You gave the shir yet? No, we haven't learned that shir on that. Ze and eile. There's always Eile, which represents multiple. Yeah, and then it's our job to bring it back to the one, no? That's what we said, yeah? You look at all the diversity in the world, bring it back to the one. Mi bara Eile. Eile is always a lotion of multiple. Mi bara. Who created this? Where's the shoresh? Where's the oneness of what unites all these things, no? Look at the sky. Look at the multiplicity that's up there. Billions and billions and billions, untold multiplicities. Yeah, mi bara eile. Eile is the multiplicity, and we want to know mi bara. Where's the unifying force? You don't see that in the pulses. Want to check your pulses, what was that? Too early in the morning for this. Okay, just said it. No, it's a pasuk that we spent an hour yesterday discussing this, and there's 4 words in a pasuk, and there it is. Mi bara eile. Mi bara is the unifying singularity, the aspect. Eile is always a representation of multiplicity. There is always singular. There, singular. Eile is the plural. The Dona Melech Amar, Yerei Shomecha Maase Etzboisecha, Yoreach V'Kochvim Ashe Konanto. Dona Melech says, when I see Yerei Shomecha, the deeds of your finger, the sun and the moon and everything that you created. Vamra kosu v'alo teidu, halo tishmo, halo hugad mireish lachem, halo yivinoisem, moistei sa'aretz, etc., etc., etc. All the psukim that you have rise, you can spend the next 10 years working out what each posuk is doing and why it's here and what the advantages are. Well, the bottom line is this Torah is full and full and full of rise that there's something you have to do. V'erech tzadikim ko noigo, the light of the tzaddikim, ha'ilech v'or ad nachon ha'yoyim, derech reshoyim kafeinah. The way of the reshoyim is like darkness, lo yodu b'meh yikhsholu. They don't even know what they're tripping up in. It's so dark, they don't even know what pits they're falling into. You wake up, open your eyes, and have a look. Mi bara ha'ilech. And we tzad ha'teresh shebal peh, when you look up at the sky, ask yourself this. When you look up at the sky and you see what's going on there, what's the first thing you ask yourself? How did they get there? Why are they still up there? What's keeping them up there? You start asking simple questions, yeah? Or you just go, wow, that's cool. How did you get there? Why are they there? What are they doing there? Who needs them? I don't need them. Well, when was the last time you used a star? I know, what are they doing up there? You just simple questions. Me borrowing them. They got there somehow. They're there for a reason. They must be. Otherwise, what are they doing there? No? Love Dafka the stars. He just mentioned the stars. I'm about anything. Anything. Why do you have hair on your face? Ever bothered you? Women don't have hair on their face, men do. Why do you have only hair on your face, under your arms, and in the reproductive area? Fine. Ask questions. Are we here to ask questions? Says in the Gemara in Shabbos, "Kolei yodei lechashiv betkufos umazolo isva'inu machashiv olav akosuf." Somebody knows how to work out the cheshbon of the sun and the moon and the whole story, the whole Hilchos Achodesh. Va'inu machashiv, and he doesn't do it. Olav akosuf oime va'yokino v'nevel toif v'cholil v'yayin mishteim v'espoil Hashem lo yabitu. Whatever that means, but he says, yeah, in the Malakit, he says, Shachem tovea mitanu lisboinan bepaulov ulamadu na lachochma agnuza behem. There's a demand in this pasuk to us to investigate and understand what Hashem's doing in the world and see what wisdom is hidden in there. V'ramer Chazal, minayin shechai v'adam lachashev v'tkufus u'mazolois. You don't know yet such a chiyuv, yeah? And where do you know that you have a chiyuv to make the cheshbonos of the kufos and the mazalos, whatever that is, the astronomical, whatever, the loyda malvi? Shenema ushmati vasisem ki chachmosom ubeineschem ubinaschem la'ein ha'omim ashe yishmun es kol ha'chokim ha'ein. Ushmati v'yav to God, like ushmati v'shabbos, vasisem, all this chokhman understanding. You have to do this in the eyes of the nation, that they'll hear about all of this. You know what all this wisdom is that you have to put in front and show the goyim that we have this? That's the cheshbon of the tekufos and mazolos, whatever it is. Now what that's doing in here, I have no idea. Now that sneaked in here, not a clue. So he says in the Pisraeli, "Gam mikan anu lamdim ba'ofen klali shel ha'adam litalek ba'olam behizboinenus v'lishokel es mice of tomit." Yeah, we hear just generally that a person always has to be thinking and analyzing and weighing up his deeds. V'midas utovu sam gam lesimayin bekucha al habrui uliz. I don't see the connection, but that's what he says. Okay. If you start thinking about the schar of a mitzvah against the schar of an aveira, you'll eventually come to also start meditating the prayer. Okay. You'll tell me how that works. Ani lo yoda. There you go. If the Torah hadn't been given to Klal Yisrael, you would learn sneers from a cat. We don't even learn sneers from the Torah. Learn it from a cat. Varayas miyoina, you would learn faithfulness in marriage from a dove. Vaderech eretz mital nagol vagezel min mola. You know that you don't steal. You know why? Because you check the ants out, you will see you don't steal. It's posh. How do you know you're not supposed to steal? Because the ants. There's some 14-year-old Puerto Rican living in the inner city slums of New York. When it comes to juvenile court, he was caught stealing. They tell him, you don't know that stealing's bad? What are we talking about? Everyone does it here. I was supposed to survive. They tell him, what do you mean? We should want to look at things. Goya. Oh, then think of that, Your Honor. Okay, now that's it. Oh, then look at that. So maybe steal again. Goya. That's what it says. When would anybody do that? Would everybody sit at the end, spend like a few hours checking out the ants and saying, you know, also to steal? Good, now you're starting to ask questions. Excellent, you started the case. No, but I'm saying, well, but that's what you're supposed to do. That's what he's telling us. So, you know, you're only supposed to have one wife. There's no adultery, it's not a good thing. But you watch the doves for a while and you come to realize, look at that, you see it? No, you can only have one wife. Why wouldn't I learn from the lions that you can have six wives? No, I'm just, I don't know, I never understood this. Okay. The rice migaina, you know, it was the only one. All the other animals that live in pride. There's one lion and six lionesses. So why wouldn't I learn from them? Why would I learn a rice from a goat? And sneers from the cat. So all the other animals are not such a noah. That's why you're telling me only the cat. And what I learned from that. So, okay, but that's, we're very rachok from this, you know. Google it. No, it's just simple questions. Oh, that answers your question. The ants don't steal from each other, from the chabura. But they're not stealing from you either, because it's hefka, what the ants take you don't want anyway. You know where ants come from? Bread. Where do ants come from? From food. Where do you see ants? There's no ants. You put a bit of food out, suddenly there's lots of ants. Where did they come from? They came from the food, no? As a kid, I always thought that food gave birth to ants. If there's a bunch of ants here and you put food down, suddenly the ants come. But no, you put down food and they just come from nowhere. The spontaneous combustion, whatever it is. No, you never thought about that? Kara Bechina, we have to start feeling those motors. Harry's by Lacha. We rise, Edu Achim is boiling in Bebrew, by balls rise, or Hochmas Aboira near him. But Ta, Kore Da, Lacha, it's a Shemutal Alepha. Now you need to know what's incumbent upon you. You have to take time out to start thinking about the Bria and about the Chochma that you see in the Bria. Got it? You know what it is now, and we know that we have a Chiyuv to do it. If we don't have a Chiyuv to do it, I cannot be curious. Ula, Malashayla, Kate, San Yeshli, Boin, and Bibriya. Well, now that you know you have to do it, how do you go about doing this? Comes from three places. It comes from the Seichel, that you can work it out for yourself. It also comes from the Torah, Shabbat Chassad, and Torah Shabbat Pei. We see clearly proofs that you have to do this. Well, I'm going to show the case that he's born in Bebrim. None. Yeah, he's born in this Bebrim. You are Eun, Ba'abi, Yosoda, Sa'ilom. His boldness in the Bria starts with Iyun, using your ear brain, in the four foundations of the world, which are Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofer. Fire, wind, water, and earth. That's when you first start meditating. Va'iyun betoldoseim, and you have to meditate. Iyun. The word Iyun means deep, deep thinking. Deep analysis. But told us, say it, the things that come out of before your soidus, claim a bebruim. The kula multovim mi abas a yosoidus alone. Everything in the world starts with these four things, different permutations of these four things. Some people have more Asia, more Ruach, more everything in the world is made up of these four things. So you start meditating in these things, and then the things that come out of them, which is everything. And being ma'ayin in each part and aspect of each prayer. He brings an example here. For example, a tree. A tree is made up of what? A tree is a tree, yeah? But it has roots. And it has a trunk, and it has branches, and it has leaves, and it has seeds, and it has fruit. Chunais miyuchodes mishnah. No, each aspect of the tree has its own unique chunais personality, its own what features, might be a better word for properties, features. Yeah, properties is a good one. An animal. There's a dog. Yeah, but a dog's made up of all different parts. Each part has its own unique features, properties. What benefits do these different things provide me with? Just looking at the Bria, the way it interacts with itself brings you enormous understanding. What power, what energies are lurking in this thing? The shape, just the way that it looks, and the purpose that it was created for. That we'll have to explain also. What does that mean? The ruchnis. There's this splendorous spirituality in Olam Hazeh. There's a life force in all of these things. That's why it exists. If you take a dog and he's cuddly and cute and he's lovely, yeah? And he dies, he's like, I don't want to look at him. Yeah? What a change. What happened? He lost his life force. What's that all about? Not just people and animals and plants that have an neshama. Even, we proved that yesterday, correct? If there's an aspect of ruchni in one part of the brain, it's going to have to be everywhere. Even in the daimim. Yeah, he said that mefurish. Obviously, doesn't have an neshama like you have an neshama. A balachim doesn't have an neshama like a human has an neshama. A plant doesn't have an neshama like an animal has an neshama. That's why they fall different parts of the bria. You can upgrade a tzomach as much as you want. It'll never be a chayim. You can upgrade a doimen to be sophisticated. Doimen is there. It can never become a tzomach or a chayim. A chayim can never become a medaber. Can never become a human being. Correct? So they have their unique qualities, but he has some kind of yesh ruchnis mizemet kamola moshe la'afa ha-matzmiach es atzmochim el-edei ha-koyach ha-ruchonu shebo. Well, you take a seed, you put it in the ground, that ground does stuff. If you just left the seed, nothing would happen. When you put it in the ground, nothing, it starts growing. That ground does something. It's got a koyach ruchni that sprouts the seed. That's quite foxy, no? I give you some earth and some water and some sunlight. You go make apples. So that's what they're made from. What is an apple? Made from earth, water, and sun. Amazing. So I'll give you earth, water, and sun as much as you want. You go make apples. Sadder. The seed on its own doesn't do nothing. The seed sitting on your mental piece ain't going to do nothing. It needs earth, water, and sun. Amazing, huh? It's quite a fascinating factory, that whole factory going on. And that's a dovash beruchni. It's not a dovash befizi. It's a dovash beruchni. We have to see what that all means. That's the il beruchni of some of Eres. Shaloi lamazeh. V'mashe kol ha-nivrim kushurim zeh b'zeh. Everything's connected to everything else. Everything's connected to everything else. Ubatachlis ha-sholem shulman ha-nivro ilom. And the ultimate purpose that the whole world was created. Shavoydes ha-boyres barach. V'izboydenes v'hafochim ha-shonin matzoyim boylom. Now you go sit and meditate. Wow, it's late. Okay, tomorrow. Sorry. Much to talk about here. Yeah.